Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Bittersweet. I felt better as the game went on to the second half. I think the offense did a better job executing, but it was too late at that point. But I think we ended off on a good note. We're carrying some of that energy going into practice this week.
When you watched the film of yourself, what did you see? What did you take away from, and what would you like to improve on?
That one interception stands out to me the most. Again, we're just trying to be a little too aggressive. Just got to see that guy get down to another option that I have. We had a good run play before that, so try to just keep staying in the positive and don't have any negative plays.
What was your reaction to your dad's viral moment there in the stands with the reaction to the fourth down play?
I come from his bloodline and his flesh and blood. I understand frustration. I mean, I don't know. Everybody, I'm assuming, was frustrated when you don't convert it. If you would have converted it, there would have been no issues with anybody. Regardless, if that's my father or anybody else in the stands, I know how it goes, but you know, it's just part of the game.
Are you allowing yourself to kind of bring in some of that from the outside, from your family and friends and their reaction to this? I mean, I imagine they must feel like this is a wild ride that you're on here. Do you talk to them about it, experience here now?
About the whole thing
about starting for the Giants. I mean,
they're here with me. Like I said, like I stay at home, clearly, as everybody knows now, right? I live in a small town. Everybody, you know, and you won't go somewhere without seeing somebody you know. So it's just all the support is unreal. And they're living the moment with me.
Did you know you made People magazine for that story?
I did not, but I do now. I'm not surprised at that, though.
People and Us, I believe. I saw it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not surprised at this point. I've seen a lot of things and a lot of people posting a whole bunch of stuff about it. But, I mean, it is what it is at this point. I'm just saving money.
Have you wandered into your favorite bagel store or something in Cedar Grove and had that experience, or have you kind of stayed away from the normal?
Yeah, no, I've kind of stayed away a little bit. I mean, certain things I'll go around, but you know, nothing too crazy.
Tommy, what have teammates said to you about either your performance or encouragement or anything like that?
Yeah, just keep being that ball energy. Just keep just having, you know, that competitive confidence about myself just to help keep the offense going, especially when we're in, if you want to call it some kind of drought or whatever you want to call it, just not playing up to the standard that we want to at all times throughout the game, and just keep trying to just keep everybody upbeat, and that's for myself too.
What's that relationship like with the receivers in particular? Receivers obviously want to get the football.
Oh, I want to throw it to them too, but hey, we got to just do our job, right? Our 1/11th, whatever play is called, we got to execute it. If there is a pass play call, we need to execute it to the fullest, and that's the lineman blocking for me and for me to get the ball out, and then it's the run game, it's the receivers blocking for the running backs. Everybody just has to do their job, but I understand it. Everybody's competitors, everybody wants the ball. I'm kind of a little biased because I touch it every play, but I understand it 100%.
Tommy, what do you make of getting the opportunity to get more starts, you know, to get another start here, presumably more than that?
Yeah, just try to go out and make the most of every play, every opportunity that I get, and just try to showcase what I can do.
What did the last drive last week, the way your team played it, you know, calling the timeouts, you know, the game was decided. What did that mean to you, the way it was all, you know, the way it worked out, the way they were trying to get you guys in the end zone?
Yeah, it was about pride and just having some kind of, you know, good, I don't want to say good feeling at the end, but really just showing like a positive throughout the game, because, you know, there were positives throughout the game. There wasn't so many, you know, the negatives kind of overbear the positive, but just to go out with that and just have that kind of feeling that like we're right there with some of these drives. You put one play here, one play there, one detail here, one detail there, that drive can turn into multiple drives to end like that. And I think that kind of just put that feeling in everybody going out that like we need to start off that way.
How you feeling? and your shoulder? Really
good. Yeah, I'm all good.
Do you recall what play it was?
What play?
You get banged up your shoulder?
I don't. It was in the fourth quarter, but I don't really remember what exact play it was.
Tommy, who are you typically leaning on? You know, you don't have Daniel out there. You don't have Tyrod there. Or maybe they're on the sideline, but who do you lean on in the huddle for, you know, to keep calm and keep focused and whatnot?
The offensive line, for sure. Whether it be Pugh or Ben, those two guys that have, you know, been here for a while, I just kind of lean on those guys and then all my skill positions around me.
And what if they told you out there?
Just be yourself. That's it. Stay calm. Here we go. And Pugh is a big break the huddle guy. So all we have to do is break the huddle and we're going to be good from there. So he brings that positive spirit and energy towards it. So I appreciate him for that.
I mean, a big part about being starting quarterback, I mean, also being the leader. I was curious, how has that been for you? What part of that is? Are you allowing yourself to be more vocal? Are you allowing yourself to be the guy to lead this offense as well?
Yeah, just doing the same thing I've done since I was 5-6 years old in the same huddle, acting the same as I was, just, you know, having that competitive edge about me.
Daniel just walked by as you were talking. Have you had much communication with him?
Yeah, he's in all the meetings. He's at the walkthroughs. We watch film together, all that, so he's very involved.
What has Dave said to you about, in general, being the starter, taking advantage of this opportunity, like kind of what he expects from you moving forward here?
Just to be myself and do what I've been doing since I got here. Just get better every day, continue just to go out and do what I've done to get to this point and just be better all around.
What does it mean to you that he's been very supportive of you?
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate it. I try to earn that throughout OTA's camp and throughout the preseason. I'm going to continue to try to do that and try to, you know, live up to that standard and exceed that standard.
Do you feel like the game is starting to slow down for you?
Yeah, for sure. I think it happened in the Raiders game. The second half of the Raiders game is when it really slowed down. But, you know, like I said, I feel good. But every week, every snap, everything that gets under my belt is just all positives.
None of us really know you well. Do you beat yourself up after a certain play or when you watch back a certain play? Like, how do you internalize your performance?
Not in the moment. In the moment, I'm very, like, you know, on to the next. You know, I'm pretty quick with it. But after, when I'm home, I'm always my toughest critic. Like, I'll beat myself up over a play for a while after that. But then I'm like, I flush it after that. But I'll sit there and I'll, like, Tommy, what are you doing? Or, like, you need to do this, you need to do that. But I'm always the hardest on myself. So when I come in here and get the coaching, like, I'm able to have a even keel mind and just listen to it and accept it and be able to grow from it.
On the pick, were you sitting there going, I was too aggressive or I didn't see this or what?
A little bit of both. Yeah, it was exactly that. Being aggressive and as well as not seeing him as well as I should have seen him. That's just a mistake that I'm going to get cleaned up. I'll be able to see that.
How did the younger version of you envision this day? Or did you? Did you think someday you start for an NFL team and when you were younger, and how did that unfold in your head?
You always play the scenario out when you were a little kid. When I was probably 5 years old, I was probably doing that, acting like when I'm playing with my friends in the backyard, like that was playing in the NFL. So I wouldn't say it changed too much. You understand, like, there's a business side of it, and it's not so much fun and all that as you were when you were 5 years old, even though I think that is something that I try to bring a part of this offense and this team. And just, like, you know, you need to have fun with it. Don't let anybody else take your joy. Like, there's a lot of negatives going on the outside. Like, maybe not you guys specifically, but media in general. Like, it's a lot of negativity going on, right, with how our season's been going. But just enjoy it. Like, you're in the NFL, you're whatever it is, below 1%. Just enjoy the moment. Be here. Enjoy playing football for your job. And just go out and give it all you have.
Was it this team in this stadium that you, when you thought of that?
No, it wasn't. I was a Steelers fan growing up, so I was probably for the Steelers, yeah.
Come on, negativity? Yeah.
You mentioned you were playing for pride at the end of the game, but just the way the game started, did you guys carry that into the start of this week just with a lot of anger or increased level of focus, just really feeling like we, you know, these last 7 games, we cannot let this season go the way that, you know, the last game went?
Yeah, I mean, we want to start off faster. You know, I think that's pretty clear that we need to put up points on offense, especially in the first quarter, first half, whatever it was. And just don't let it get too late in the game how it did last week.
Did you start off the first series going, thanks a lot, guys, the 1 yard
line? Hey, I always remember that start. Remember how it started out, right. But that's it. Yeah.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.